Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome to the final breakdown bonus episode of Season 3. We are closing out the season with a breakdown for Season 3, Episode 20, but also kind of just like a look back and reflection on all the episodes that I put out this season and talking about the important lessons that we've learned along the way, some of my favorite moments, and yeah, just about everything in between. Just a quick little update on everything that's going on. Main episodes will return on June 27th, but I will have at least two bonus episodes in between then, so you shouldn't have to go too long without me and other, you know, breakdown content. One episode that I know that I am putting out is one with a therapist that will talk about daddy issues specifically, and then another one where I'll be talking about some of the submissions that just didn't pan out into main episodes. That's always fun content to talk about and gab about. But I'll also be looking into other breakup stories. I already have some interviews that I'm just like so excited about. I had one today that I was just like, I think it might be the first one I put out. I haven't decided yet. I'm deciding between a couple too, but dang, like some of these, I always wonder, because I always think when I get a really good episode out, I always think there's no way I can top it or match it. And then something just comes out of the woodwork and I'm just like, dear God, like the people out here are wild, and not the people that come on, but like the people that cause these breakups specifically. It's just crazy to me how things can, maybe they don't get worse, but it's like a different type of worse, if you know what I mean. Also, for those of you interested in the breakup breakdown brunch, I'm going to keep that interest form in the episode description. The date's not going to be June 10th, as I've mentioned in previous episodes. I still don't have a date because I'm working with the venue right now, but it will probably be end of June, beginning of July in Atlanta, Georgia, for those of you still interested. Okay, so let's start getting down into this week's breakup breakdown bonus episode. We're going to start off with Season 3, Episode 20, the one that just came out this week. And it is by far one of my favorite interviews because it's such a different angle. And we've had like glimpses of people talking about being in the wrong and mistakes that they've made. But to me, this episode really came from such a place of humility and also just like sincere heartbreak, like heartbreak that lingers even if you don't want to go back to that relationship. I mean, this story happened decades and decades ago, and I don't know about you, but I was listening back to the interview and you could just see that pain was still there, you know, even if you don't want to go back to that person and even if you know they're not right for you. Even decades later, you can look back and go like, why do love could just be so simple? Like to her, it was just such a simple solution. Like, I'm in love with you. It seems like you're in love with me. If you plan on leaving your wife, like, why wouldn't you just come back to me? And so I thought it was so interesting diving into the complexities of that situation. And also, like, what does love look like in a situation where you really shouldn't be experiencing it? I mean, she was the quote unquote other woman. And I thought it was really beautiful to like humanize that character that's often in the media as sort of like this villain character. And based off the DMs from listeners like you that are listening, a lot of you have been in this situation. And so I really hope that whether you were the other woman character or something in that same space, I hope you felt really seen by that episode, because I just think it's a really interesting dynamic to dive into. There are a couple of things that I'll touch on and refer to you to other breakdown bonus episodes, just because we have talked about some of these other issues in previous episodes just in this season. Like, for example, we talked about being the other woman on Season 3, Episode 15, and we talked a lot about what does it truly mean to be the other woman, like the person that we interviewed this week that you knew you were the other woman. What's the appeal of that situation from both parties, from the person that's cheating on their spouse? It's the excitement. It's the escape from their real life. We talked about that in depth on this week's episode, where of course this relationship I'm sure was incredible and wonderful and rich, but it also felt like there was this sense of perfection because a lot of the hardships of life weren't included in it. He got to go to her and be the escape and go to this woman that he had passion with and incredible physical intimacy and a friendship with. And also from, I'm just going to continue to say the other woman because it just makes the most sense. And from the other woman perspective, even though he's going home to his wife, you still feel like you're getting chosen in a different way. You feel like you're getting chosen almost above the wife. Like if he is going out of his way to see me and be with me and cheat on her, like I must be really, really special. And there's something to that, right? Like there's an appeal of being the person that he's choosing in a different way. The way that I kind of likened it to, you know, when you are in a friend group of like a couple of people, and this is horrible, but we've all been there. When you and one of the friends are like gossiping about another friend in that group, there's like a weird bond that forms where it's like, oh my gosh, you feel that way? I feel that way. And in that moment, you kind of feel better than like the other people in your friend group, as toxic and horrible as that is, because we're the in crowd and we're talking about that other person. So I feel like it's sort of that same kind of thrill of like you two choosing each other in a way that's, you know, arguably really unhealthy. But we also dove into the power dynamics of being in an age gap relationship. We talked about that a lot in the episode called When She Was Married Three Times by 26. I believe that was season 3, episode 17, where we talked about why being in an age gap relationship at that age is such a harrowing experience. It's one thing, and I'll repeat this over and over, to date someone 10 years older than you when you're 40 or 50 or even 25, but when you are 17, 18, 19, and in this case, I believe she was 20 or 21, when you're dating somebody who's in their mid-30s, there's an incredible imbalance of power because that person has so much more life experience than you. I know you can experience a lot by 20 and 21. I'm not discrediting that at all, but there is just something about having more time that teaches you more lessons. You have hindsight, you have experience from different phases of life that you just can't have at 21. It's sort of like when you look at a senior in high school dating a freshman. Sure, there might only be like 3 years of a difference between them, but those 3 years are huge. And so that's something that we saw play out in this relationship, where honestly, like, this guy, A, he shouldn't have been cheating on his wife, but B, he should have just known better that this was a situation where he had an opportunity to take advantage of a much younger woman. And he did that for 7 years. And I don't know about you, but I was just so beyond enraged when I found out that after him and our interviewee split, he went out and got with another woman. And I'm not a psychologist. I am not in the mental health field in any capacity, but I just do not understand what would make a person think that's okay, other than maybe narcissism and just thinking that you are so above reproach or any kind of consequences, or just thinking that like you're entitled to have as many women as you want. Like I just can't put that type of behavior in any kind of box based off of my experience with talking with therapists. It's just wild to me. And it's so heartbreaking too, right? Because the situation lined up to where theoretically she and this guy could have gotten together. He left his wife, I believe at that time she was single too, and he still made the decision to go and be with somebody else. And then he cheated on that girl with her. And you know what? It really does speak to the power of love, because if I found out that my guy went out with another girl and then cheated on her with me again, I don't know if I could look him in the eye. To me, I think after he left me for somebody else, I think that would have been my last straw. Based off of the picture that she was painting with the relationship that it sounds like they had, because to be with somebody for 7 years, at that point, it's got to be more than just a physical relationship. To be hanging around with someone for 7 years, there's got to be at the bare minimum some kind of friendship or friendly relationship involved. And that's one of the hardest parts about any breakup. You feel like not only have you lost a person that you're romantically interested in, but you also feel like you lost one of your closest friends. And so for a close friend to do that kind of betrayal to you, like, dude, I cannot believe that these types of guys, women who could do this too, like, I cannot believe that they exist. It is wild to me. So if you want to learn more about power dynamics in age gap relationships and also about being the other woman, again, that's season 3, episode 17 for the age gap relationship breakdown bonus episode, and then season 3, episode 15 for the psychology of being the other woman. Okay, so now let's kind of go through the other episodes that I put out this season and just kind of do like a brief recap of everything that we've learned and talked about this season. If you're new to the podcast, I think this is the perfect breakdown bonus episode for you, because it's sort of like a little inside scoop into episodes you might not have heard yet, or if you've skipped over some breakdown bonus episodes, maybe ones that you didn't think you'd be interested in, but maybe you are now after hearing more about some of the topics that we went through. So season 3, episode 1 was all about this ex that allegedly lied about having cancer in order to manipulate her now ex-wife. It was like incredibly unbelievable to the point where people were DMing me like asking for a receipt. It's one of those topics that I just, like, when I started this podcast and I started thinking about how I wanted to do more breakdown bonus episodes about specific issues, I gotta say, like, talking about Munchausen's was just not on that list of things I expected to talk about. So obviously, like, I don't know B's medical history. I do not have her doctor's records. I am not going to go out here and say that she definitely had Munchausen's. But from the story of what we talked about, the ex that came on to talk about the breakup said that through that breakup story, she found out that she was allegedly flagged for Munchausen's at one of the hospitals that she kept going to, which, if you don't know what Munchausen's is, it's basically lying about a medical condition in order to obtain something, whether that be financial security or whatever. I think the most blatant example I can give, other than season 3, episode 1, is that Hulu show about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. I'm pretty sure that's like textbook Munchausen's, just to put it in perspective. And I got to talk to Dr. David Pewter about what that looks like in relationships, and also just how you can be a better partner for somebody who is in any kind of mental health crisis. I thought that was a really great episode to have, to be able to kind of unpack something that was really serious, because, you know, at the end of the day, like, obviously it's a wild breakup story and we can sit here and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. But, you know, what's the point of that if we can't actually take something of value away from it? And so that's a breakdown bonus episode I think is super important to listen to if your partner, or maybe a partner you are reflecting on from a breakup, had a serious mental health crisis. Okay, season 3, episode 2 was fun because we actually got to talk to a therapist who was cheated on. And the one thing that I remember from that episode was the fact that I asked her, I'm like, why do you think he cheated on you? Like, can you give us a mental health insight on why you think this happened? And she literally looked me in the Zoom camera and said, I don't freaking know. I don't know why this happened. I couldn't diagnose it if I tried. I had some people, after I put out that episode, everyone just kind of throws out narcissism, which I guess is sort of like the blanket diagnosis anytime somebody gets cheated on. I think it's so relatable to anybody who goes to therapy. It really humanized a therapist's experience that, yeah, you may have all the knowledge and definitions about what's going on in the mental health world, but when you're dating somebody and you're falling in love, like, it's not that simple to just be able to, like, recognize what's going on with them and find a solution for that relationship if something's going wrong. So we talked a lot about that and how narcissism plays into relationships and just the whole shebang with that story. It was a really fun one to do. Here's a little tea for you. So season 3, episode 3 was deleted literally the day of, and I'll tell you a bit more of why that episode got deleted, even though on the breakdown bonus episode I gave somewhat of an explanation for why it was deleted. So the backstory with that is I got sent this guy's TikToks where he talks about his crazy breakup stories, and we got to talking about him coming on the podcast. And sometimes when you work in the social media field or in any kind of storytelling business, like, things get embellished. And we talked about, you know, if that would be allowed. And I said, listen, your truth is your truth. Like, you're going to sign a waiver at the end of this that says that everything you said is true. So whatever you feel comfortable putting out there with that legal document in my file cabinet, you come out and say it. This also happened to be the same week that I was flying out to Atlanta for the job interview of the job that I currently have, which is a morning show called The Burt Show. Posted the episode. It always goes out at 6 a.m. I had a busy morning of doing stuff. I had an interview with one of our co-hosts where we were drinking white wine and just gabbing. And then I get back to my hotel room and my DMs are just flooded with girls being like, hey, that story's like not true at all. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I'm hammered at this point. Like, full disclosure, I was so drunk. And I'm like, I'm thinking I'm tripping. I'm like, what is going on? So I hopped on a phone call with him and I was like, yo, when we talked about like certain details of the story being embellished, I didn't realize this wasn't like a real story. Like, that's not at all what I thought went down. And so to me, my podcast has become such a great platform for people to tell very real and raw and honest stories that it just didn't feel like it fit in my episode catalog, you know? And that was my mistake. I try not to put heavy stories out all the time. So I thought it would be a fun story coming from a guy. It just ended up kind of blowing up in my face at the absolute worst time. I mean, I was in the middle of this job interview that I was so excited about and really didn't want to mess up. And I was also talking to them about like hosting my podcast on their platform, and it was awful. So that's kind of the backstory of what happened there. I don't even know what that breakdown bonus episode is about, but I also had to like then throw together a bonus episode in my hotel room without any equipment, and it was just like a hot mess. So I will move on. Season 3, episode 4 was a fun little switch up. I got connected with this girl on TikTok named Alyssa, who talked about getting kicked out of her sorority. And I thought that would be a fun opportunity to talk about like a different kind of breakup, breaking up with a job or an organization where you put a lot of your identity in it. I think we put a lot of ourselves into what we do. And so I thought it would be fun to talk to somebody about what that looks like to sort of separate your identity from what you do and start learning how to, I don't know, just be a more multifaceted human that doesn't just put their entire selves into what they've created. Season 3, episode 5, that was a wild one. Got connected with House of Keto on TikTok, who was talking about having an affair with her boss and then getting back with her ex-husband. Dude, that episode was a whirlwind. If you have not listened to it yet, it's definitely one of the most dramatic ones from this batch of episodes. But what I loved so much about it was that even though it was wildly scandalous, she ended up cheating on, I think they got married. She ended up cheating on her first husband, then her second husband, and then she cheated on the second husband with her first husband, which I guess makes him the third husband. I don't know. But it was this beautiful story about faith and forgiveness that even if you have no connection to Christianity like whatsoever, I think it's just such a beautiful picture of grace. And from my perspective as somebody who's a practicing Christian, like, to me, it was such a beautiful display of really healthy Christianity. And I just don't think that's displayed enough in the media. And so I particularly was really excited to put that episode out to show that Christians can be real and not like these crazy Bible thumpers, and just like what our faith means to us through the lens of recognizing that we've received so much grace that we want to give out grace to others. Okay, now I will step down from my pastoral podium real quick. Back to the breakup. So season 3, episode 6, I had a professional athlete talk about his breakup. I'm always looking for guys to come on the podcast. Like 99.9% of my audience is female, and I wish I had more guys on the podcast. It's hard to find them. It's hard to find guys who want to talk. It's hard to find guys who not only want to talk, but are good at talking. And so I guess this is now my cry for help, that if you know anybody who would want to come on the podcast and talk about their breakup from a male's perspective, I would love that. Also, the only breakup story I have not been able to put out in 3 seasons, because I haven't been able to find a good story and haven't been able to get in contact with anybody who wants to talk about their breakup story, is I haven't had an episode from a man who's a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Like, I would love to have a story in season 4 from that perspective. So if you know anybody who has a crazy breakup story from that perspective, please reach out to me. But we basically talked a lot about the difference between men and women, how they deal with breakups. Coworker Justin hopped on that bonus episode with me where we talked about how men push away their feelings, and you know, it's pretty much what you expect. But I love any chance I can get to talk to coworker Justin. Season 3, episode 7, we talked about narcissism running in the family. Oh my gosh, that was quite the story. I found that interviewee on TikTok as well. And so if you have ever had like an in-law or just somebody in your partner's family that you think is just like a textbook narcissist, you need to listen to that breakdown bonus episode. That is season 3, episode 7's breakdown bonus episode. And that talks about how their family's narcissism also could impact your relationship and their personality in general. Season 3, episode 8 was, that one was so just, I just felt so bad for her. Her boyfriend wanted to date her best friend. And I just remember thinking this situation was just so wild because her boyfriend had every opportunity to date her best friend, but like doubled down and wanted to be with her. It just made no sense to me. But we had a really great breakdown bonus episode all about learning to trust yourself again. It is one of my most talked about breakdown bonus episodes, where you want to know how you can learn to trust somebody again after being betrayed in a relationship. Dr. Margaret freaking Rutherford crushed that episode. It has so many good little nuggets in it about how to trust yourself again. Season 3, episode 9, we got to talk to one of my sorority sisters who came out post-grad. This was such a fun interview for me to do because this was a girl that like like I went to Bible study with who was like obsessed with her boyfriend. And then all of a sudden one day I like saw on social media that she had come out. And so it was this really like raw interview of me legitimately for the first time getting to ask her about her coming out experience. So if you or somebody you know has come out later in life, definitely check out that episode. You will probably feel very, very seen by it. Season 3, episode 10. Oh, this was another crazy one. Found this interviewee on TikTok. Her husband was literally cheating on her with her doula in front of their kids. All I'll say, if you haven't listened to it yet, it's like him, the woman, and a kiddie pool in the splash zone. Let's just put it that way. And we also had an incredible breakdown bonus episode about how to overcome that kind of trauma and betrayal from that rape relationship. It's another good one. I believe Catherine Ripley is the therapist that came on for that. Okay, season 3, episode 11 was... Do I want to call it the craziest breakup episode I've ever put out? Kind of. I mean, I was given like literal news articles about this breakup. So just to sum it up really quickly, I don't want to dramatize this in any way because it's actually a really devastating story about domestic abuse. But it's this woman whose husband decides he wants to be in a throuple with her and her best friend. And they basically get her sent to jail to get rid of her, essentially. It's harrowing. It's a really fun interview, weirdly enough. And that breakdown bonus episode is all about identifying intimate partner violence. So definitely check that out. I think it's an episode anybody going into a new relationship needs to listen to. The next episode that came out, season 3, episode 12, What Happened in Vegas Didn't Stay There. That one was just a fun interview because it was just so social media charged. I mean, imagine getting broken up with and then seeing photos of your ex's wedding like the next week. Absolutely wild. And then we also talked about on the breakdown bonus episode, I think it was me and Justin on that one, where we talked about how do you know if you're really in love, because a lot of people say they're in love, but is there any way to actually truly identify it? The next episode that came out after that was When They Were Both Blindsided. I loved this episode because I think it led into a really interesting breakdown bonus episode. And the reason why I love that episode so much is that I think there's a lot of people stuck in relationships that they don't know whether or not they just need to work harder to make the relationship better or if they actually need to get out of it. And I think that's hard because nobody can really answer that question for you. You can go into your therapist's office and be like, yeah, like I really love this person and I love our life together, but there's just so many issues here. Like, I don't know if this is worth fighting for anymore. So in that breakdown bonus episode, I brought on a lot of different clips from different bonus episodes that I'd put out. And I kind of unpacked a lot of the most powerful things that the mental health experts that I've had on have said. And it ends with this quote from Dr. Margaret Rutherford that if you are unsure, like if you're going to listen to any of these bonus episodes that I recommend for you, just go to like the last 5 minutes. Dr. Margaret Rutherford just like spits fire about how to know if this relationship is worth fighting for. And I'm not talking about like your marriage of 50 years. I'm talking about like the guy that you've been dating for a year and you're just not sure if it's worth it anymore. Okay, the next episode, When She Didn't Know She Was the Other Woman. That one was fun because like, oh my gosh, like you didn't know you were the other woman. And we got to talk to somebody from Australia. Like who knew the breakup breakdown was international. That's also the breakdown bonus episode where we talk a lot about sort of like the psychology of being the other woman and what to do if you're in that situation unknowingly. The next one sort of flipped the script a little bit from the previous episode because our interviewee found a love letter from her boyfriend, or was it your husband? I think it was her boyfriend's mistress. And then in that breakdown bonus episode, we talked a lot about the importance of making your partner earn your trust, sort of in the same way of like if you're in a relationship and you're sort of unsure about whether or not you should fight for it. I think there's sort of like this blanket statement of feeling like you need to trust your partner, especially if they're like, I would never do something like that to you. You should trust me. How do I identify what trusting my partner looks like? Through their patterns, through their behaviors, like what's the timeline on that? I think it's a really interesting one to kind of do a follow-up with after listening to Is My Rocky Relationship Worth Fighting For? The next one was a interviewee I found from TikTok. Ooh, this one was fun. She was married 3 times by 26. And in that bonus episode, again, we talk a lot about power dynamics in a age gap relationships because her first marriage, I mean, oh gosh, he was 27 and I think she was like 19. That also talks a little bit about how religion plays into that. I believe they were a part of the LDS church. A, that story is super compelling, but B, the breakdown bonus episode about age gaps and how that plays into the power dynamics, also really important to listen to. The next one, check the trigger warnings on this episode. This one was absolutely just from start to finish, like really, really challenging to listen to in the best way, in the sense that you just want to hug her when you're listening to the episode, but hard to listen to in the sense that, like, just from start to finish, it was just awful. And the one thing I'll say about this breakdown bonus episode, if your partner has ever put you down to make themselves feel better, that is an episode that you need to listen to. The next one was sort of a more fun, lighthearted episode. We had just had like a series of back to back to back, just really challenging interviews. And this one was just sort of, I don't want to call it fun because somebody's heartbreak isn't fun, but it was definitely a more lighthearted episode about discovering that you were the other woman and then what happens in the aftermath of that. If your ex has ever gone to extremes to avoid you, definitely check out that breakdown bonus episode. And then the final two, we talked about this woman. Oh gosh, she had to decide to pull life support on her husband. And then 5 months after that, or 9 months, it's one of the two. It's either 5 months or 9 months. She found out that he had been having an affair, and like having to get over that, like when there's no one to yell at or get angry at, it's so challenging. But we also talked about daddy issues. She talked about how that was one of the motivating factors in staying in that relationship and how that affected her throughout her life. We also talk about trying to find another word for daddy issues because we just think it diminishes a problem that's like so prevalent. So definitely check that out. I talk about my personal experience with childhood wounds. Kennedy joins us on the podcast for the first time since literally like 2010. She talks about her daddy issues and we just kind of commiserate on what our experiences were like. But I also want to make a note that I will have an episode at some point before season 4 comes out with a therapist who will actually give like a mental health perspective on quote unquote daddy issues. And then of course we're back to season 3 episode 20, when she was the other woman for 7 years. Again, it's an incredibly unique episode that if you haven't listened to it yet, definitely check it out. It's incredibly compelling. But thank you once again for sticking around with me for another season. I'm so excited to get back at putting out more main episodes, but I'm also excited to take a little bit of a deep breath and continue to put out more quality content for you guys. That's the most important thing is, you know, I really want this to not just be fun and about breakups, but also like I really want this to be something that positively impacts your life as well. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.